Well, greetings, everybody. Welcome aboard the Andy Demand Show. Andy Kimball here, broadcasting live from Hollywood, California, here on this first day of November 2021. I can't believe two more months left of the year. And we're going to roll right into 2022, and hopefully we'll be moving up and, you know, getting further into some degree of normalcy. We'll see how that goes, whatever normalcy is for you, wherever you are, because I know we're broadcasting around the world here, and I know that normal life for us is different depending on which region of the globe you live in. But I know that the COVID, the SARS virus, has affected this whole planet. You know, the death toll has been astronomical. It's reached a tremendous amount of people, millions and millions of people have died in the past year and a half due to a virus that we knew would be forthcoming. But that's a whole other conversation, isn't it? Where's Amanda? Don't know exactly. But anyway, wherever she is, we're going to welcome her on board to join the conversation. I know we have a guest joining us today. I believe today is the day that Pamela Long is going to come on board the show, who's very well known from the 90s R&B band Total. You remember that band, 90s R&B band? Sometimes I play music on the show, sometimes I don't, depends, because this also goes out as a podcast, and they're kind of strict about using commercial music in podcasts. Sometimes we get away with it, we do here and there, but you know, little clips and bits and things, especially my own songs, of course, and his own music. But you know, I might throw a Total song on the podcast. Won't play on a live show here, but when we edit the podcast out to stream later today, we might throw a Total tune in there. Why not do that? You know what I mean? Heck, if they slap us on the wrist, they do. So be it. How's everybody doing? Our number here to join the show is 515-605-9888. Your calls make the show. Whenever you do call, we don't get that many of them, but we do appreciate it when you call in and join the conversation. You don't have to agree with everything you're saying. Most people who call us don't. No, there are lots to do. You know something? That's not right. That's not true. It isn't true. Mm-hmm. Thinking back right now, we do have these callers one time that sometimes they call up with misstating facts and misstating the truth and giving erroneous information. We let them talk. You know, we correct them. They don't, but, you know, some folks who live in that alternative universe, sometimes known as the Trump world, Trump universe, you know, the big lie and all that stuff, they choose to live there because they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to face science and facts and reality and what is. Instead, they get, you know, mesmerized. Very much cult-like, you know, when you think about it. That's kind of how a cult leader operates when you think about it. They convince everybody that their way is the right way and give them all their money and live as the cult leader dictates that they do. And for whatever reason, the psychology of the people who fall into this is such that they can and do. And I think it's been written. I'm not just saying this, you know, arbitrarily. It's been written. It's been discussed. It's been talked about by people with far more expertise into the psychology of such than I have here as a radio guy, musician, you know. But anyway, it's just very interesting to note. Hey, you know, we scan the internet every once in a while. We want to know what people are saying, what they're doing, what they're talking about. And we have this thing called What the People Say. Let's take a listen to some recent, you know, our beat on the street, so to speak, our beat on the street. And we're able to dig up what just average John Doe on the street, what they're talking about, what they're saying about what and who and stuff. And hopefully we don't get any repeats in here. But let's take a listen on the Andy and Amanda Show. Again, our number is 515-605-9888. You're free to join us. We'd like you to join us, or at least join me. Hopefully Amanda's going to be joining the show today. I think she is. We are on the right time, right? I think it's 8 p.m. in the UK, and it's 3 p.m. or just after 3 on the East Coast, and of course noon in Hollywood, California. Let's take a listen to our beat on the street. Here we go on the Andy and Amanda Show, coast to coast.
Donald Trump is now asking supporters to donate $45 each in order to, quote, solve the election fraud.
This is why you're some of the dumbest motherfuckers who have ever graced the face of this fucking planet, Trump supporters.
Because ask yourself this, if all it takes is some money to solve the so-called election fraud, why doesn't big billionaire Donald Trump just spend some of his own money to do it? Why doesn't he go to his rich friends like Peter Thiel or the DeVos family? Fuck, even Sean Hannity probably has a few extra bucks lying around. Why do you have to pay for this? Maybe it's a grift.
So, when you guys signed up for this cult, do they give you a script, like things you're supposed to say whenever you get into a confrontation with us libtards?
Now, first, I know that this guy's a troll because there's nothing here.
And why am I even responding to this comment? Well, it's a rainy day at the campground. What the fuck else am I going to do? So, let's go through this, I guess, like I've gone through it 1,000 fucking times with 1,000 other people. I mean, you think they'd update the script from time to time, like maybe give you a new season of bullshit to ask us about. I don't know. So, the Democratic gas prices and the shortages in stores, I mean, I think everyone knows how the fuck supply and demand works. It's not that difficult to grasp. Then, figure in the fact that a fucking global pandemic arises. And what made it worse was that the leader of our country at the time downplayed it and said, there's nothing to see here. Continue as normal. That caused a lot of people to get sick and die, and a lot of businesses, including manufacturing, to have a lot of shortages in their workforce. And the same thing goes with oil production. Like, they're not immune from this pandemic. Now, for the invasion at the border, I'm not really sure what you mean about that. I must have missed that announcement from the emergency broadcast system. Thanks for letting me know. Immigration has been an issue in this country since its founding. And I want you to notice that I said issue and not problem. Because it should never be considered a problem that you want to do better for yourself and your family, have more opportunities and greater opportunities to achieve more in your life. That's why all our ancestors tried to come here. And that's supposed to be this little thing that we're all so fucking proud of, the American way, the American dream, or have you guys forgotten about all that? Now, Afghanistan, yes, it was a mess, and I'm still waiting for anyone to tell me how that could have ended differently. And the mandates on the vaccines, and I'll even throw the mask mandates in there. You know why they're mandates? Because of dumbasses like you. It's pretty fucking sad that the government has to step in and force us to try to save our fucking selves so that we don't become extinct. And the last one, I don't think Joe's senile. I think Joe's tired. And have you heard your guy speak? Scroll down. Find my video on Trump and all of his best words. Again, keep reading the script, bud. I'm getting really good at this. I just wish you'd change it up because it's a little too fucking easy.
Can you people just finally admit at least that, hey, we're not into this whole democracy thing anymore? We want a full-blown dictatorship, and we're willing to be the domestic terrorists to make it happen. You are literally America's version of Al-Qaeda. You are the terrorists. I mean, at least Al-Qaeda does it for their religion. Y'all just got played by a very blatantly obvious con man.
All right, folks, we're back. We are back. We are back here on the air. This is the Andy and Amanda Show. Anyway, folks, I hope everybody's doing well. Our number, again, I'll repeat it again, because I really would like you to call in, 515-605-9888. Let's move on with this thing. What's going on with the news? Anybody been paying attention? Anybody been paying attention to the fact that Donald Trump filed a lawsuit against, to prevent documents regarding his involvement in the insurrection, the root cause. What caused this insurrection? Why did it happen? What were the roots? What went on? What were the mechanisms behind the scenes that enabled this thing to happen? And why did it happen? And we need to know this. And one of the reasons why we need to know this is because we don't want it to ever, ever, ever happen again, ever. And so we need to look at what it was, why, you know, and of course, he's doing everything in his power to prevent anything that would come out that would implicate his involvement in any way, shape, or form whatsoever. And this is what he does. He files lawsuits, frivolous, many of them, many, hundreds, or maybe more, but at least, I don't know, hundreds, that will disclose that he... potential his involvement in inciting the insurrection, which we all know that he did. We've heard him speak. We heard a speech at the Capitol. We heard, Giuliani, fight with combat. It goes on. I mean, come on. We know about the war room the night before the insurrection on January 5th. We disclosed that and discussed it in detail on the show. Went through all the documentation, went through all the testimony that was provided that proves there was a war room there and Trump's involvement in that. So we all know. It's not rocket science. But again, getting back to what I don't understand, and I'm hoping you can call me and shed some light and help me understand, 515-605-9888. That's kind of how many times I say that number. And those of you listening to the podcast, we're here Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 8 p.m. UK, noon in the West Coast. You can call in live at that time and help me process these things. Please, please. And if you disagree, let's talk about it. I want to know why you disagree. I'm not gonna say you're wrong. I'm not going to make you wrong for how you feel or think. I just want to know why you feel that way or think that way. So what was I saying? You remember? Where's Amanda? I asked Amanda, what was I saying? She'll come back and say, I don't know. Anyway, what I was saying is what the despite any evidence, documentation, science, you know, it's like painting to, like right now I'm looking at this beautiful landscape out in back of our Hollywood studios here, looking, you know, gorgeous. You know, it's a lot of green and these big, I don't know what kind of trees you call them, but it provides like a great big wall of green trees that go way up. And I guess there's a name for them, I don't know what it is. But anyway, if you were here and I pointed all those trees out to you and said, that's the color green, and Donald Trump said, no, it's not, it's red or blue, you would believe Donald Trump. Even though you can look at the green and see that it's green. If Trump said it wasn't green, then you would believe him. And if not just Donald Trump said that, then that whole lie, the whole conspiracy. Remember Lynn Wood, that attorney who came up until she got sued and changed her tune real quick, didn't she? You know, who propagated the big lie, and Giuliani, who he changed his tune too after he got sued, didn't he? Oh, I didn't actually know that the votes were for Joe Biden were invalid. I didn't really know that when I was talking about all that. I didn't know it at the time, which he said under oath. But then he went before podiums and news conferences. Remember the press conference he gave in front of the flower shop across the street from the porn store up in Northeast Philadelphia when he had the hair dye dripping out of his hair, the oil dripping out of his ears, some people say. Remember all that? It's just interesting. I don't know. I can talk about it forever. You know, we all know, I mean, the fact of the matter is that Trump has been the biggest liar, the biggest disaster, the biggest mistake this country's ever seen as a president. And we go on, we have gone on for it for such a long time. And there's so many conservative commentators that say, oh, you don't need a mask, the whole COVID thing's a lie, and blah, 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 blah. You know, and they go on the air and they're paid a lot of money. I'm not. Amanda's not. You know, we're just two schmoes on the, you know, one in UK, one in the US, who decided to try to make a difference in the world and express what our feelings are via internet talk radio, and we're able to do it now for over 300 and some odd episodes for a year and a half. And it seems to be working. People are listening to us and talking and writing about us, so we're doing something right. But we are no more, we're not professionals. We're not known as commentators. We're not journalists. We're not conservative Sean Hannity's or whatever. We're nowhere near it. Our numbers couldn't even help on a magnifying glass compared to what these guys do. However, we do speak the truth. We rely on science. We rely on data. We rely on the facts behind the headlines, what's real, what's not, no matter what media writes those headlines or says those words on the air. That's what we do on the show. And that's why it's kind of fun. We have a lot of fun with it, you know, and that's why I guess also we like to have you join the show and join the fun. And people who come on are guests. You know, we've had amazing guests on the show for the past year and a half, just fabulous guests. And guests that have been on David Letterman, guests that have been on conservative talk radio, guests that have been on a bit of movies and TV and made records and produced shows, produced movies, and, you know, athletes and been in the Harlem Globetrotters and, you know, been World Platinum Grammy Award winning artists have been on the show, and after they get off and they email us, or the publicist email us, we get such amazing, and I'm flattered, we get great emails and great responses. When can we come back on? This is great. This is the best interview show we've ever done. You guys are such a blast. You're such a hoot. And I guess, you know, that is why we, you know, that is why, you, that's just who we are. You know, we're not pros. We're John Doe on the street who, you know, we decided to, you know, we had conversations and we started talking about things and we said, let's see who else thinks about this. Let's get it out. Let's find out. Let's go find out why the world and why the population of different geographies and demographics thinks the way they do. But we know what the truth is underneath, regardless of how they think. We're going to go behind and kind of get the truth out about various items that we see in the news. Okay, enough about that. Hope everybody is doing a great time. We do welcome you on board here.
I am Dracula, and I welcome you to my house.
I got to post, if you've seen some of the shows, I think Friday show, we put a blooper show up. We try to get a Friday show going. I hope this show's even going. I hope that it is. We've had some internet issues here. This is Internet Talk Radio. I put some pictures of the Halloween house where Michael Myers lived in the movie, you know, the house they used, which is very close to our studios. And I went down, took a picture. I also went down there. You should see, folks, I don't know where you are in the country or the world, Halloween in South Pasadena, California, is like nowhere else in the world. I mean, streets are closed down. Houses are done up like you wouldn't believe. Of course, this is Hollywood, but haunted houses and lights and sound and live music and costumes and fog machines and, you know, spooky people that hide in coffins and come out and scare everybody when they're walking down the street and see. Just unbelievable. And they have a Michael Myers at the Michael Myers house, an actor, whatever, poses, and you can go take a picture with them with a knife and all that. And I was there last night. I went to go hang out. It's real close to where I live, too. And I went there, and I'm going to put some more pictures that I took up on our website. But this is, you know, like kind of post-Halloween show. You know, it's like a, day after Halloween. That's why we were able to play this spooky music that we did. Anyway, what else is going on in the news? I don't know. Well, you know who Joe Manchin is, the guy who's a Democrat in Virginia, but kind of like throwing a wrench in what we want to put through in terms of infrastructure development. We are so far behind the times compared to other countries, folks. And, you know, let's take, for example, in Virginia. You know, there's a lot of people who are working in the mines still in Virginia and other places in the country, too. But in Virginia, let's just look at Virginia. I don't know what the population is. Of course, I can look it up. But why don't you go ahead and look it up and tell me the answer? There's a lot of people who are in the mining industry in Virginia, coal, right? Do you know what the potential is for green energy and the efficiency of green energy and the reduced cost of distributing green energy is compared to coal, furnaces, and all this? And do you know that with training, not a lot of training, not a lot, you know, a lot of little training, right? The people who are working in the mines, we can create green energy jobs. You know, we could put in, I've got a Tesla car, and that thing goes over 300 some miles. It's the most amazing driving machine ever built. Oh, my God. I think I have gone on in other shows about the Tesla. But, you know, we want to put the population, and Joe Biden wants to put like a 500,000 or something like that, EV charging stations across the country. You know, that takes manpower to install, to build, to network, to wire, to maintain. Imagine taking jobs now that are within industries that create a hazard to the environment potentially, and taking a lot of those jobs via training and transitioning to jobs of solar energy, EV charging, you know, car manufacturers that are going to need additional people to build EV cars and get out of fossil fuel cars down the road. I mean, railroads, you know, my God, in the Asian markets, you know, in Pacific Rim countries, there's bullet in France. We have the bullet train, 200 some miles an hour faster. What, 250? 300 miles an hour, I think it goes. It's called a magna lever. It rides above the railroad tracks via the magnetic field oppositions. 300 mile an hour train. Can you imagine zipping across the country at that speed, or zipping from Los Angeles to San Francisco, Chicago to Detroit, Chicago to New York at those speeds efficiently and affordably? We are so far behind. We want to do that. And the energy that it takes to move a train at 300 miles an hour is far less than it is using electricity and other methods of propulsion that trains use. Fuel, diesel fuel, Jet A, right? We can create so many jobs by improving the quality of life that we all have here in the United States. So many jobs, so many. And that's what this is really about. How come we can't all get behind this thing and say, you know what? Let's make life better for all of us here in the United States. That's our tax dollars we're talking about. It'll pay for itself 10 times over time. Oh, who's going to pay for it? Oh, that $1 trillion. Do you know that Donald Trump raised the national debt higher than any president in history in 4 years? I believe that's correct. Or if not higher than just about higher. I know that Gulf War, though, should never have been in, cost us $8 billion a month that we couldn't pay for and put the country into an incredible disaster financially. That's a whole other conversation, too, isn't it? Yes, it is. I got that. Some numbers to back that up as well, folks. So don't challenge me, because I'll prove you wrong. Believe me. Or try to challenge me. Go ahead. 515-605-9888. Again, Truth Radio. But anyway, do you know that that, but, you know, Senator Minority Party Leader Mitchell says, well, we're not going to pay for it. We're going to drive the – but he signed every bill that Trump put in front of his eyes, didn't he, to drive the national debt up, didn't he? We're not going to improve quality of life, not going to do infrastructure. It's just unbelievable. Now, getting back to what I was saying earlier, Manchin not ready to back the $1.75 trillion economic package. He said to his own party leaders that he won't support the $1.75 trillion reconciliation bill Democrats are negotiating until there's a greater clarity about the impact it will have on the country's national debt and economy. And this is just like a sign for the Democratic leaders trying to pass a pair of legislative packages key to Joe Biden's agenda as soon as this week. Joe Biden talked about this agenda before he became president. People voted him in. Of course, we have Donald Trump. I think he would have voted a monkey in. Yeah, that's another story. But simply put, this is what Manchin said. He said, I won't support a bill that is consequential without thoroughly understanding the impact that it will have on our national debt, our economy, and most importantly, all of our American people, Manchin said at a news conference Monday afternoon.
Anyway.
He called the House of Representatives to pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill and warned in an impact rebuttal to the progressives that is holding this bill hostage, it won't work in getting him to support the larger social spending and economic package. Why not? We're talking about improving the quality of life for everybody in the United States, regardless of what party you belong to, what your ideologies are, what religion you are, what ethnicity is, what race you are, what your ability to put food on the table is. We're going to prove that for you, folks. We're going to make it more easily for those who can't put food on the table to put food on the table. You know, let's do this, folks. Let's do it together. Let's do it as a team. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't. I don't know. Still waiting for Amanda to join us, as far as I know. Not quite sure. Where is Amanda?
Maybe that's a question you should ask China.
But, you know, I could, you know, but, you know, ask China? I think we get, you know, really? Ask China? Really?
You guys are not serious.
No, I don't think so. So anyway, folks, I want to go into some other news here, too. I said what Manchin said, but that's just something we need to think about. We're talking about a bill here that's going to cost us a lot of money, that's going to improve the efficiency of life and the quality of life for everybody in the United States, and it will pay for itself. And we'll be happy. It's our money. Don't you do that? Oh, increase the national debt. Wait, what did you fucking do under Donald Trump's administration, idiot asshole? What's his name? Mitchell? Excuse me for getting a little irate there, folks. I'm sorry.
Anyway. It impaired group cohesion?
I don't know if it did that. I wouldn't go that far. Anyway, I was going to say something else here, but maybe we gotta take a break here and play this. I wonder if anybody has ever tried Kona beer from Kona Brewing. It's a game changer. Go to Total Wine. They carry it nationally. If there's a Total Wine near you, if not, go to your distributor or your store. If they don't have it, tell them to get it. Kona beer. Get the variety pack. And whatever you reach into, just put a blind over your eyes. Reach into the variety pack. Pull it out, whatever comes out, and try Kona beer. You know, it does wonders for you.
No time for sex.
That too. You know, you won't need it because you'll be drinking this Kona. Get out of Dr. Ruth. I was Dr. Ruth for Halloween, by the way. Yeah, so sorry. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I was talking about...
Hey, there's something awfully screwy going on around here.
Well, if you call... I'm just trying to, you know, play a beer spot from your favorite beer in the world. Yeah, that's not too screwy. Let's take a listen. Kona beer.
Our home, Kailua Kona, is a special place. It's a eclectic town surrounded by the most beautiful water on the planet, filled with inspiration and beauty.
In Hawaii, we celebrate family and friends, and it's the golden hour that we do it.
We couldn't help but be inspired by the golden life from Kona to produce Kona Light, our latest blonde ale brewed with real tropical mango. With 99 calories and a taste of island life, our Ohana is sure to enjoy the easy drinking, refreshing flavors of Kona Light. There's no better way to celebrate a day well lived than enjoying a Kona Light with family and friends. Soaking it all in, knowing we are exactly where we want to be. Kona Brewing Company. One life, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what else I got to say about other beer, too? Kona beer is our beer. Not just because, you know, the only reason we play their spots is because we buy their beer. Ever since I did a music tour of Hawaii a couple of years back, actually I've been there twice, and the guy who brought me over there is also a great musician. By the name of James McCarthy is fabulous. Anyway, so he introduced me to Kona beer when I was in Hawaii and came back, found beer, never looked back. It's a great beer. So give it a shot. Yeah, give it a shot. We like Kona beer a lot. And not yet, kid. Not yet. You have some years to go. You know, not so fast. Not so fast. You know what I'm saying? You know, hang in there a little bit. Anyway, so I do forget what I was saying. But what was I saying? Can anybody remember what I was saying? Where's Amanda? Anyway. So some other items I want to talk about, just briefly, if any, if nothing much. That getting back to the budget that's in, bounced around, Senator Sanders, Bernie Sanders wants the Senate to agree on a framework that we can move upon before a vote. I think it's a good strategy. You know, let's talk about a framework that everybody can agree is a framework that we can sit down and all agree, all get on the same page, and then we'll go ahead and put this, into a vote, iron it out, tweak it. Anybody see a Squid Game on Netflix? Unbelievable, huh? 11 languages? Yeah? It's unbelievable. I wasn't crazy about the show. I thought it was all right. It's done in Korea. Out of $25 million, it would have cost $125 million if it was done here in the United States. Anyway, it's kind of cool. It's a neat movie. It was okay to me. I dragged on too long, I think. But it was a bunch of people who are severely in debt, and this guy goes around and gives them the card and says, hey, you can play this game. You have a chance to get out of debt. And he picks them up on a van, and without being a spoiler here, he takes them to this location where nobody really knows, and they play these child games. But the thing is, if you lose the game, if you're a loser, out of, you know, 413 people, I think, were brought into this, and if you lose, you get killed in the process of losing. You're dead. And it comes down to a final winner, and anyway, so you got to see it. But anyway, Squid Game had its own crypto. The Squid Game had crypto. We're going to do the Indian Man Show crypto. What do you think of that? Yeah. Anyway, so the Squid Game crypto plunges to zero. Good. I've got faith in America now, in the world. Oh, my God. Anyway, Major League Baseball, Trump went on to say that Trump invited him to the World Series. They never did. He flat out lied. It never ever happened. He just makes up the stuff. He makes it up. Does anybody recognize that? Does anybody recognize that Trump is a bona fide, proven liar, a con artist, a deceiver, a fraud? And he doesn't give a damn about you. He doesn't care about you. Listen to these words. That is the truth. Trump does not give a damn about you. He'll con you. He'll screw you. He'll just as soon take a knife and stab you in the back after you've given him all your money. That's who Donald Trump is. That's who he's been. I know of him through business relationships I had when he was building the Trump Resort Casino in the 1980s in Atlantic City. So take it from not only me, because I've been there. I can talk to you about his business practices. I've been there. But not just me, but how about all the others, the architects, the designers, the people who supplied steel, the employees, the people who supplied wallpaper and carpeting for all those various real estate acquisitions and builds, one after another, after another, after another, after another, the same exact story. Nobody got together and said, hey, folks, let's make up a story and all agree on it and get it out there together. But no. But what would happen if he screwed you? Hey, Mr. Business Owner, who likes Trump, What would happen if you got a great big contract with Trump and then he screwed you? How would you feel about it then? How would you feel about your guy? He's done that to people in your shoes who have done, who've gotten those contracts. And he's lied to them. How about if you had $35,000 in the bank and you want to improve your life, gain your net worth? Let's play the real estate game. Let's get some properties that we can afford inexpensively, flip them, improve them, rent them out, do whatever, make some money. Real estate has proven to be the best way to gain financial asset and financial net worth there is. Some people might disagree with that, but anyway, supposedly, right? So Donald Trump comes along, who you believe wrote The Art of the Deal, who you believe is this incredible, bright, brilliant, successful real estate tycoon. He comes out with a program that shows you how you can do it too. He did it, you can too. And makes up a university. You can't just make up a university, folks. You can't just say, hey, I got a university. Yes, there's Prager. Prager University, give me a break. They just throw that word around, university, like it's, oh, anybody, Andy University, Andy and Amanda University. Sure. You have to do to qualify to be a university. I'm not even going to get into that right now. Anyway, so that's a scam, all right? Prager University is a scam too. All right, so anyway, so you got this Trump University. He took that $35,000 from you that you saved, and you enrolled in his course with all these promises that he was going to appoint all the most incredible real estate tycoons, successful people who can teach you the way to turn that your money into positive gain through real estate, and then scammed you. Never knew any instructors, never appointed an instructor, never conducted a course in his life. He took your money. He stole it from you, and you got zero gain out of it. And Donald Trump's the guy who took it, right? Now, what do you have? Well, then he's running for president, but he was sued, class action lawsuit, because thousands of people gave him $35,000, your hard-earned savings, your money. He scammed you like a con artist, a gypsy con artist. He was sued, and guess what he did? He settled a lawsuit for $25 million when he began his presidential campaign, just before. God forbid you should have to drag that through a campaign because you were lost. It would have been proven that he scammed all these people. He scammed up and he scammed America. He scammed you people who support him to this day. He's scamming you. Ay, 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 ay. That's what's so disappointing. All right, anyway, we get a call, and I know who the caller is. The caller's coming from, I'm just gonna bring it right on the show right now. Here we go. Are we ready to introduce to the show, to the Andy and Amanda show, Pamela Womack?
Yes, hey, how are you? How's everything going?
Everything is going great. We're doing great here, and it's such a pleasure to have you on the show here. She's here,
hello.
Amanda.
Hey,
wow. Hey, what's good, Amanda?
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, Pamela, darling, Pumpkin. I'm good. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. It's good to hear that voice. I promise you. Yeah, listen, you've been really good to Rochelle, so it's good to hear you in the building. That's what's up.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. I was panicking like you wouldn't believe. I don't think I'm actually sat here sweating.
Yes, yeah, no respect here. People see me walking down the street and they say, "Where's Amanda? Where's Amanda?" Nobody cares about. No
really?
Respect here at all.
No, that's very sweet. But anyway, this is not about me. This is about Pamela. Let's do it.
Yeah, it is. Pamela, welcome aboard the show. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Amanda. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome, sweetheart. So where did we get to? What have I missed?
Oh, I was just raving.
We're just starting out.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, it's so amazing to have you, sweetheart, like truly. And as soon as I knew you were coming on, oh, that excitement in my tummy. I used to listen to you guys when you were in total. You know, I've been checking out your new stuff. Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. You're so talented.
Oh, man, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. It's just like, man, you got a smile on my face, smile from my heart. You know, I'm definitely grateful. It's just, I'm excited. I'm excited about the new journey, thankful for the journey with Total. And it's just like, you know, right now in my life, I'm excited about the new.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we are in 23 countries around the world and thousands of followers around the world, primarily North America, the UK, Mexico, Australia, Germany, Canada, but I just want to, for the benefit of listeners, and even those listeners in our primary areas in North America and the UK, for those who don't know who Total the band where Pamela came from, the band Total, was a very, very popular R&B band in the 90s. And from right. The whole band was out of Edison, New Jersey, right? Northern Jersey, I think, correct?
Right. You know what? I'm from Edison. Keisha is from Kima's from Plainfield. Keisha is from New Brunswick area.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fun.
But the tunes. I mean, you know, Kissing You, Can't You See? I mean the tunes.
Right.
You know, you had Notorious B.I.G. on there. What About Us?
Yeah.
Trip. I mean, the songs go on and on and on. I could spend the whole show and go.
Oh yeah.
Tunes.
Of course, and then you got to go to the all-time of the Grammy Award-winning Hypnotized, Biggie, Biggie, Biggie.
Yes.
Hypnotized, yes, definitely.
Jams back in the day.
What's it like? I mean, you guys get together and do these tunes and record and perform in front of large audiences. What's it like? Must be pretty darn cool.
You know what? It's like, think about it. A kid in the candy store for the first time, and you tell the kids to go in the store and get whatever they want. And it's just whatever I want. It's like whatever you want. That's the way that I can equate it to that, because I'm telling you, it was amazing. Like all my life as a kid, you know, that's all I ever wanted to do. You know, I went to my mom, you know, around the age, like about 15, if I'm not mistaken. And I was just like, I don't want to go to college. Like, that's not for me. You know, I was the kid that sat at the kitchen table and had to get hushed up from singing at the table while I was eating food, you know? So it's just like, I'm the kid that walks around and got, you know, I got in trouble for wearing my headphones in school, walking down the hallway.
Yeah.
So it's just like, It was so much in me, and to have an opportunity, you know, for God to give me that opportunity to, you know, to meet Puff and, you know, and also to meet the ladies. I wasn't looking to meet Kim and Keisha. I started out as a solo artist, went to the studio. A friend of mine of the family took me to the studio. I met a gentleman by the name of Norman Bradley. And it's just like he cut a record on me that night, you know, and it took all night long. You know, the first time I'm 15 years old in the studio and never, ever touched the studio before. I was just the one that was singing in the park, singing in school, singing anywhere, you know. But for the most part, you know, I back home and I almost got a whooping. You know, my mom was like, hey, look, you coming in my house this time of the night. Hey? And she was like, no, Miss Judy, no. So, you know, my mom kind of calmed down. She heard the song. And she allowed me to go back to the studio, and I actually met Kima and Keisha. They actually were in a group, and so I had no idea. And, you know, we just met each other in passing, and the guy, the gentleman that was working with the both of us, a couple of weeks later, it was just like maybe 2 weeks later, he was just like, you know, they called on the phone. He had Kima and Keisha on the phone, and, you know, I'm a 15-year-old kid, and he was just like, you know, I think that y'all should be a group. I was like, nah, I'm good. You know, I was just a little knucklehead. You know, I was like, nah. And then I actually just said, all right, I'll do it. I was like, all right, I'll do it. And the rest is history. You know what I mean? Yeah, we met Puff after that. Yeah. So it was just awesome. It was just definitely awesome.
That is amazing. Yeah. I love hearing these things. Because, you know, when you get to speak to a lot of different people and how they came about in the position that they had and how they got there and all that kind of stuff. I'm always so intrigued by the people's journeys and their struggles, you know, there. I think it's so inspiring. And everybody's life is so different. And you get a glimpse into other people's stories. It's just like sitting there as a kid with your legs folded on the floor, and I'm imagining myself looking up at you in awe, my mouth open like that little kid, like, oh, I love these stories. It's just, it's incredible.
Nice.
It's amazing for me. Anyway, enough about me.
right. Nah, you know what? Because sometimes you don't know somebody's journey. You look at it and it's just like, man, you never know how someone got there. And it was just like, you know, even with us meeting Puff, like, we had no idea. Like, the gentleman, it was two guys that Kima and Keisha knew, and they actually took us to a woman by the name of Kathy Dukes, God rest her soul. And, you know, Kathy never told us that she knew Puff or anything. She would actually just, we would be in her car, and the way that, you know, she got us over the fear of, she had became our manager of performing in front of people. We can be driving down the street, and it's the person, any person on the street, wherever, she'd be like, get out my car and sing. And it was just like, yo, and Kathy was one of the ones that she's about it, right? Like, yo, when she said get out, you better get out. And so, you know, she would have us just jumping out And, you know, she had a thing for CL Smooth. She had a thing for one of the dancers that used to dance for Eddie F. and, his name escaped me, Heavy D, God rest his soul as well.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so she had us. She had us just jumping out of the car and just singing for whoever, whatever. And one day she was just like, I'm going to take you out to the studio to go see Puff Daddy. And we was like, aww. Oh, jump. You know, so you saying to yourself, like you seeing the Puff chasing Mary around in the real love video. So it's just like, you know, you are, it's just like you loving this guy. You loving him because it's just like, yo, he's this big thing to you. So we was like, all right, you know, a little nervous. So we go to the Hit Factory in New York. And Puff comes down on the elevator, and soon as he comes off, soon as we get on the elevator with him and the doors close, I mean, we're singing in his face. I mean, we go at him, you know, because this is the way that we've been taught, you know. So it's just like he, you know, he kind of was just like kind of taken back a little bit. He didn't say anything. His face was kind of straight. The doors opened up. He walks off and goes into the lounge. And when he goes into the lounge, I mean, we're performing in his face. And it was just like he never broke. He never broke. He was just standing there looking at us. And at one point, he had to smile because we was in his face so much. And, I mean, we performed our hearts out. And after we finished, it was just like, you know, he asked our names. And he was like, all right, thank y'all for coming out. He did ask. He was like, if you ever got into, like, a little argument in the studio, could y'all work? Could y'all finish? He was like, you know, yes.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, thank y'all for coming. And it's just like you're crushed because it's just like, dog, like, he ain't like us. You know, so, but 5 o'clock that morning, called Kathy and said, don't take those girls anywhere. I want to sign them to my label. And the rest was hit. Yeah.
That is incredible. Hats off to you, darling. Yep. Hats off. It takes, excuse the term, expression, it takes balls to get there. And, you know, to actually do that in front of this legend of a man that we all know and how successful he is. And he is very much a determined businessman. I have a lot of respect for him. So for him to put you through that, and then you guys like sweating it, thinking, oh my God, is this going to be, no, he doesn't like us. And then for him to turn around and do that, wow, you know, that's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It was amazing. And then, too, it was like it was in between that time when Puff got fired from Uptown because he was still at Uptown. You know, it was us.
Yeah.
It was actually Craig Mack, Biggie, and Total, and then Notorious Big and Total. So it was just like, you know, it was in that time, in that whole time frame. So it was just like, you know, Puff was just, you know, we were being groomed in the industry, you know, going to the industry party. You're a little kid at industry party, so that was good. You know, you're just excited about that.
Yeah.
But then, you know, and at the end of the day, it was just that whole transition going into Bad Boy, but he kept his word. Like, you know, he signed to Arista, and then from there, it was just like, it was on and popping. But Puff, when Can't You See came out, we weren't even prepared. We did it was just like it took right off. It took off, and we didn't even have an album together. So we had to get in the studio and do an album. But because of the song going so hard, we actually did Can't You See. We toured off of Can't You See for an entire year. It was like, you know, just on that song. It was, I mean, it was just like that song was something else, but it was just like, you know, we weren't, Puff didn't have, we wasn't prepared. We didn't have an album together at all. And we worked with Terry Robinson from Terry and Monica, the one she, you know, she did Soul For Real's album, you know, Candy Rain.
Yeah.
And it was a hit, you know, the album, it just took off. It did, it took off.
Wow. That was the best time in my opinion. I mean, maybe I'm old school, but that was the best time for me with the R&B and the hip hop. Stuff, it's good, but it's just not on the level it was back in the 90s, for me anyway, personally.
Yeah.
You know, it's something else.
That individual, you know, the SWBs, the TLC, the Escape. You know?
Yeah.
And then you had, you know, LL, you had Craig Mack, you had Biggie, you had Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, it was just that you had an individual sound, you know, even though it was just like the artist was able to do what artists do, opposed to somebody saying, oh, I heard what this person sound like, so let me try to mimic that, you know?
Yeah.
Just like, I really do believe, but I believe that that era is definitely coming back into play, you know, because a lot of people, it's just like, you know, Mom used to say it to us a lot as kids, and, you know, you kind of didn't believe it, but she is just like, you know, it's just like one thing is nothing new under the sun. It's just like everything come back. My mom used to say, well, you know, we wore bell bottoms, they going to come back. You looking at your mother like, I am not going to be wearing
bell bottoms.
You know, bell bottoms.
you know, you look at Lenny Kravitz and everybody else, and it's just like, oh, yo, you see what's got on. And my mother, you know, your parents would like, not tell you that it comes back around, you know. So it's just like, man, just to be in a place right now where I am, just as an artist, I'm so thankful to God, you know, man. I really am. I'm so thankful because it's just like Pamela Long still has a relevancy, and it's not because of myself, you know. Don't you know? It's just like I can't take, man. You look at it, and it's some artists don't have 2 days in the business, you know. You have a record, and it's out of here, you know. But to see the young people, like my nieces and nephews' age, you know, you see some kids like 15, 16. I'm working out at the track one day, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm like, all right, I got a couple of clients that's coming, and I look up and I hear Juicy going, you know, I hear Kima and Keisha singing, you know, they're well.
Yes.
Ooh, you, like, and I'm thinking that I'm like, oh, okay, one of the clients is playing this. I look up and this kid's getting out the car. I'm like, oh, man, like, yo, whoa. Like, for real? I was like, yo, God, you are so awesome. I was like, it's just like, it just showed me, like, those are the moments for me that I see God, and I'm just like, dog, God, you still let me know, Pamela, go forth, because I still have something for you to do. You know what I mean? It's almost to me like, yo, God, it's like, yo, look, it's not over. Music is not over for you, because I still have something in you that I need for you to say to the people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, man, because at the end of the day, you can give somebody music, you can give them all of that, but you got to give somebody something that lasts. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's just like being able to be on this show. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Oh, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, it's just like, man, like, what are you going to give people to help them out? Because it's like, yo, listen, I can listen to have all the music in the world I can listen to. I can have all the money in the world. I can have all of this stuff. But yo, listen, as we have seen with COVID-19, man, today is not promised.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So just like I look at life and I say that, man, what can you give people? And my thing is that I got to offer people Jesus Christ, because, man, I know who came into my heart and changed me. Everything in my life has changed because of him. So it's just like, man, I know that there is something beyond the music. But God knows he's the dopest. That's what I tell my nieces and nephews all the time, man. I be like, yo, man, God is the dopest, because, listen, at the end of the day, everything that is good, everything that is perfect comes from him. So if you just take a minute to think about that, you know what I mean? It's just like, man, like, yo, listen, like, dog, life is more than just this. It's going to end one day. And so it's just like, where do you want to find yourself at the end of the day? Do you still want to think that it's not a place beyond this? Or do you want to live in the reality that there is a place beyond this? And there is a place called heaven, and there is a place called hell. Life is more than what we see. It's beyond us.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like those are the things I'm learning how to give to people, you know, because, man, like, listen, you can give people fluff or you can give them the truth. And I've come to a place in my life where I know the truth, so I got to give the truth. But it's the way that you do it. So God got to say, man, that's why I said the dopest, because he know how to touch people, you know. Music touches people.
You are just incredible. You know, you sang just a few minutes ago 3 or 4 words that I was like, oh, please do more. I mean, you are really good. I gotta tell you, and your talent, your energy, your drive. I mean, just so deserves so much accreditation. You know, so much acknowledgement. I mean, just fabulous. You're walking talent, and it's it's just so great. Wow. So great.
And when you take that, what you've just expressed, sweetheart, about, you know, finding that truth within you, because that's so important, when you find that truth for yourself and who you are, and then your way forward with this, like, you connected with God in that way, and that's absolutely stunning. And he's brought you on this whole incredible journey where you're using what you're passionate about, what your gift has been, you know, that's been given to you, and you're taking it and using it for something that is so far beyond yourself, that it's more selfless than it is anything else. That's the most perfect thing that we can ever find in this world. I think so many of us are lost, and we're trying to find our way. Who are we? What are we here for? And when you can find that and then use it in something that makes you and others incredibly happy, that is life. That is a beautiful gift of life. And I'm excited to hear what you're going to do with yours.
What's next on the horizon? What's next?
What's on the horizon?
Yeah.
The sky's the limit. what this, I say the sky's the limit, man. It's just like I'm learning. It's what I got the new record out, Triumphal Entry. I can honestly say there's a remix that's coming, so I'm excited about that. Shout out to a friend of mine, name of Ish. When I say that this guy's name is Ish, his name is Ishmael, but his name, they call him Ish. Yo, he's an incredible artist, incredible rapper. So I'm doing a remix. I had that done already, so it's just like, it's just a place of where to just find out, you know, all right, God, when do I drop it? How do I drop it? So it's just like, I'm just excited. Like, I'm living life. I'm training people as far as working out. I feel good. I feel great. You know what? I'm 45 years old, and I said to my brother actually this morning, I said, I feel like I'm 20-something years old, man. I was just like, wow, to be able to get out on that track and take off. And I was just like, I was running the other day, and I was like, wait a minute, God, something is different about this. I was like, so my brother, I was like, right now. And it's just like, man, I look at that, and I can honestly say it's just like, when you give your heart, when you give your heart to Christ, you know what I mean? Because he's given us everything. God has given us so much, man. It's just like, God is like, I'll be in every area of your life. You know, even the small things, sometimes, like, it's just like, for me to run and just acknowledge the fact, like, wait a minute, God, this is a little different. You done did something real different. I don't know what you did to my body, but there's something that just went on a little different. And so it's just like, you know, I'm just learning how to enjoy life. And like I talked about that kid in the candy store, man, like, it's just like, that's how I feel. Like, when you really, truly, honestly just, like, give up, like, who you are and say, all right, God, like, I want to become everything that you say that I am. You, if this is really true, then show me. And when you begin to show, I promise, your eyes open up like, oh, my God, I never knew this. And especially because of all things that I've done. You know, when I look at me and I say, even with me having given my life to Christ, I've made some wrong turns in life, you know what I mean? I can say, man, I have one foot outside of the church, you know, and it's just like, man, I was living a lot so long, you know what I mean? Like, man, listen, if you go back to 2020, just the things that came out with me in social media and the things that didn't come out, you know what I mean? It's just like, man, know that I was in a place of just a liar, a manipulator, you know what I mean? A person that was fake and phony. And it's just like, man, and have another opportunity from God to say, all right, I'll give you another opportunity, another chance to get it right. Man, you have no idea what that means to me. You know what I mean? It humbled me in so many different ways.
I felt like that myself, you know. It's so weird that we're having this conversation right now, because in the past 2 days, I've had this shift in me. I mean, you and I could talk for hours on this, but I'm not going to. But, you know, I have this shift in me occur, and I've noticed this transition 2 days. And what you just said about reflecting on your past and noticing those things and then, you know, wanting that change within you, it happens. You ask for it and it's given. It's incredible when it happens. And, you know, I totally relate, darling. Absolutely relate.
So it's just like, I promise you, I'm just going back to that kid in the candy store, and it's just like, anything I want, it's just like, you know what I mean? And anything I want now is not selfish, you know what I mean? The anything I want is like, oh, let me be a better person so that I won't hurt God no more and that I won't hurt people. You know what I mean? I'm sick and tired of hurting people. So it's just like, man, it's just like the selfishness has gone. It's like it's dwindling. And even when I feel that selfishness, it's like I got a conviction now, like, oh God, like, God, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be that anymore. So it's just like, man, I'm learning how to live life, and I'm excited about the music. I'm so excited and geeked about the music as well, because it's just like, people get the opportunity to hear Pamela Long instead of me being in this box. Don't get me wrong, Total has been great. It has been awesome. Somebody to be able to evolve and to continue to fly is that sometimes you got to shed some things. And it doesn't mean that you forget where you come from. It doesn't mean that at all. It's just like, you're not shedding it to say, okay, I don't never want anything to do with this. But you got to shed the weight sometimes so that you can go higher. You know what I mean? That's the only way. Sometimes it's, you know, you think about birds and all of this stuff. Everything has to shed something. Just imagine carrying, if we had all of that, you know how like sometimes your hair sheds and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Just think about it. How heavy would our heads be? Like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How heavy
would
be?
Yeah. For sure.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
As you can hear, I'm like, I promise you, I feel like a kid all over again. I never thought that I can be happy like this. You know what I mean? I never thought, you know, I'm no putting on no more airs. You know what I mean? Knowing myself, not loving myself, having to put on this face like, you know, like I'm good. And you putting on that whole facade, and on the inside, you're broke. Earthy.
Yeah.
Mm.
You are. It's kind of like taming ego, you know, taking the chains that kind of ego has on us, because ego drives us with so many things, you know. It makes it so defensive. We put up these walls, we attack people, we attack ourselves, we see ourselves as insecure, we punish ourselves. And the moment we kind of surrender that aspect of us, and we're allowing something greater to step in and replace that vastness that we've been stuck in. And then we're like, whoa, this is incredible. I don't feel all these negative things anymore. I feel like I'm free. I'm a better person. You know, this whole transformation takes place. And, it's like you said, it's a surrender into something that is far more than ourselves. And it's amazing. I get it. I so get it, darling. I really, it's incredible.
No, I'm telling you, man, at the end of the day, I'll tell anybody, try Christ. Man, try it for real. It's just like, open your heart and try it one time. I promise you, you'll never go back. You know what I mean? I've tried everything. You know what I mean? Try to get the highest. You know, some people try to get the highest highs. Some people try to get drunk as they can. You know, some people try to get sex all the way out. Whatever it is that you try, I promise you, try him one time. You'll never go back. One time, you'll never go back. Your life will get changed. It's just like, you can't even deny the fact. But, you know, sometimes it's just like, it goes like this. One thing I'm learning is that I heard somebody say it. I read it in a book one time, and it was just like, you know, one thing about Jesus Christ is this, is that you can't deny love. You can't deny love. You know,
that's
the thing about it is, though, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his son, you know what I mean, because he loved us. God, he loved us. And it's just like, man, you can't deny love. You might not accept it, but you cannot deny it. You know what I mean? And that's one thing I'm learning. Like, yo, look, you might not be able, you might not accept it, but you can't deny it. At the end of the day, you scratching your head saying to yourself, like, dog, what in the world just happened to me? I just ran into somebody. I'm excited.
That's incredible. I think as well, people don't have the right concept of what love is. I think there's a whole misconception of what love is. Society has their idea of it, you know, and it's like, what truly is love for you? And then one day you have that really meaningful experience, not maybe with a person, maybe with God, but something that just opens your eyes for the moment and says, there's more to this. It's like, wait a minute, there's got to be more to this. And sometimes they have that tragic shift in their life, whether it's a car accident, a near-death experience, something, life or God, whatever, steps in and says, you know, this is it. I'm trying to shake up your life. I'm trying to get you to see that you are more than you are. This is more than it appears to be. I am more than I have been, or in your eyes, and here I am, you know? And it's incredible seeing that kind of revelation, or, you know, that it shift, it happen in people, and seeing it transform their lives. It's incredible. And hearing your story is just so inspiring. I'm sure our listeners right now are like, you know, she's got a point here, or they're excited with, oh my God, I've had this experience too. And, you know, everybody's got their own story of transformation or lack of transformation. And I think when we can connect like that, it's stunning. And are you tending to use a lot of this in your music and in the way you're going with your career?
Yeah, you know what? Absolutely. Like, my thing is this, is that I'm so excited. It's because it's just like, you know, a lot of people they ask me, all right, Pamela, are you a gospel singer? Or are you going to be this? You're going to be that? I look at the music. The music I do is that it's very eclectic. You know, one thing I can say is this, is that in some way or another, I look at Chance the Rapper. I look at a Kendrick Lamar. You can never put them in a box. You can't put J. Cole in a box. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
And so as myself with an artist, it's just like, you know, it's just like God is allowing me to just be me. You know, when you think about Total, it was like, and you think about the whole Bad Boy roster, Puff had a vision. You know what I mean? It was like a vision. You had to stick to it, you know? So it's just like, Pamela, you came in this with your short hair. I know you might have want to change your hair, but nah, we're going to keep it this way, you know? And so it was just like, there were things in my life as far as when it came to my career that was boxed, but I understand it. And now it's just like, yo, it's just like, finally, you know, you recognize that the box, that the lid is off, and for a minute, I couldn't jump out. You know what I mean? Like they say, if you put a bug in a glass and you put the lid on it, if you jump up enough, it's just like, yo, he's going to, and you take the lid off, he's not going to go but so high because he's still thinking like, yo, I can't get out of here, never realizing that the lid is off. And so it's just like, because I had a lid on me, not because of Bad Boy, but it was a lid because I never believed in me. You know what I mean? And so because of that, you know, you kind of, just I kept seeing Pam from Total. It's just like, you know, dog, like, look at all the things that I did do, though. I did this with Puff and I did that with Puff. And it was just the lid that was still, I couldn't jump so high. But now, man, it's just like, now it's just like I had to realize that Bad Boy did not give me what I have. It was God that gave this to me. So I had to go back to the foundation, you know what I mean, of who gave me what I have, let go of all of the competition that I was having with myself. You know what I mean? And saying, okay, I'm not Pam from Total, because I started to believe that that was who I was. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just like a lot of times you don't even realize that your identity is you never really had one. So now, because everybody's screaming your name, this is what it is that, you know, this is who I am. Now you put your chest up and you stick your chest out and like, this is who I am. No, you're prideful now. And you're really broken, and you're in a place, you're very insecure, you don't know who you are, and it's just like, now I'm coming into knowing that I'm Pamela Long, you know what I mean? I'm Pamela Long, this is who God has made me, so the music that I have, it's just like, it's just what it is that he gives, whatever God drops on me without compromise. Like, listen, I'm coming with the rock record. I'm coming, you know, as you heard that, this is not the triumphal entry story. Like, it's just like, yo, who would ever thought, like, wait a minute, scratch your head. Like, all right, this don't sound like Total at all. This, who is this?
Yeah.
You know, but it's, this is who I am. You know what I mean? This is who I am. You're going to hear the pop record. You're going to hear R&B record. You're going to hear different flavors, genres of music. I even got an EDM record, you know what I mean? And it's just like, yo, it's just like, yo, and I'm so grateful for it. And it's just like, I'm excited because I look at, it makes me just, I honestly really love Chance the Rapper. Like, as far as, I don't listen to all the music, don't get me wrong, because, you know, for me, it's just like, some of the lyrics sometimes is a little rough for my ears, and it's nothing
you and me both.
Nothing against anybody, you know what I mean? So it's like, I'm just conscious of what I put into my spirit, you know, but at what I've seen from Chance, I really like this dude, because he does not allow anybody to put him in a box. It's just look, this is want to do, and this is what, because I want to do this, I'm going to do it. And that's what I love about artistry, because it's very colorful, you know what I mean? And then too, he reps Jesus Christ, you know, so it's just like, I can't even front. I think that this dude is so talented. I think Kendrick Lamar is very talented. I think J. Cole, and I look at that artistry because of the fact that they don't allow anybody to put them in a box, and they're just who they are, you know, and just like a Fantasia Barrino. Like, I look at Fantasia and I'm just like, nobody can sing like this young lady. Like, Fantasia sing moo, 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 and make that joint make you fall screaming on the
floor. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's like, these are the type of things that I look at, and it's just like, you know, Pamela Long coming through, and it's just like, I'm excited. You know, I got book number 2 that I'm so grateful to God that he just allowed me to finish to write. So it's just man, and I'm not, and to be honest with you, never been secure as being one that was smart, just that in the third. And it's just like, all right, so many things that got me doing now. It's just like, you know, this is book number 2. I'm excited about it. And the second book is more about, the first book was about my life, and it's just like the second book is the tell-all, the things that I didn't say, you know, the things that you try to cover up, and you don't want somebody to know that you're a cover liar, you know what I mean? You don't want somebody to know, like, yo, I got an issue with lying, I got an issue with being a manipulator. You know, I have all these things going on, and it's just like, you know, but I just really am just, I'm grateful because I know that it's just like the sky's the limit. And it's not because of me. It's because I finally surrendered and I'm finding me. You know what I mean?
That's incredible. I absolutely get it, sweetheart. I'm so proud of you. I know that sounds weird, but I am so proud of you.
Yep.
And all this journey you've been on. Incredible.
Tell us where we can find that book if our listeners wanted to look into that and perhaps, I guess, download it or buy it off of, I guess, Amazon. Or where's that book available? Your second book as well. Where can we find that?
Nice, Andy. Thank you so much. The first book is called Total Exposure, Pieces of Me. Pamela by Pamela Long. You can find that on Amazon. If you wanted to get an autographed copy, you can hit me up at Pamela Long, the number 4ever, .com. And I actually autograph the books and I send them out that way as well, too.
That's great.
So I do that as well, too. And listen, I'm telling you, it is the book, Total Exposure. Is about my life, you know. I talk about, you know, from the times that, you know, I felt like I was the ugly girl growing up. I was the ugly girl.
Yeah.
Chapters on promiscuity, you know, HIV scare. I had an HIV scare. You know, things that people didn't know that happened in your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Growing up, you know, from me being molested, you know, when I was younger. It's just like just to tell them my story, and it was pieces of me. And the second book hasn't been released yet. That's going to be released soon, just right now, just looking to get the artwork done on it. And the second book, the name of the second book is called Unmask, The Ugly Truth.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, stunning.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'd be excited to read those myself, sweetheart. So,
yes,
I mean,
and listen, if you could pass us along MP3 files of some of your more recent music, we'd be glad to play some tunes on the show, which
absolutely.
We have done from time to time. So I'm glad to. We definitely will put them in, and hey, stay tuned for our next show on Wednesday, folks, because you'll hear some of this music. If we can get it by Wednesday,
nice.
We'll put it on the show on Wednesday. You'll hear this amazing talented artist and her music and voice, and you'll hear it live on the Andy Demand Show. Recorded, you know, but the recording on Wednesday will be sure.
I'll get that over to you, Rochelle. I'll get that stuff over to you a little later today. You got it. You definitely
thank
got
you.
It.
Thank you.
They deserve to hear everything about you. That's absolutely amazing.
So, you know, it's interesting what you said about the, you know, being a stereotype or put into a box or a corner. You know, it's funny. I see because, you know, my main gig, I mean, we're doing the show now for quite some time, 300 some odd, you know, episodes. But my main career is, you know, I'm a Americana roots folk musician, you know, and I grew up playing rock and roll. I was in my first band at 11, and you know did everything blues. I came up from playing the blues. I was picking Robert Johnson, Layton Hopkins, and Buka White when I was 9, 10 years old, but never knew who those artists were. I just picked out the blues and it happened to be blues. I didn't know it was blues. What do you know at 9 years old from blues, right? But anyway,
right.
So later on in life, you know, fast forward, you know, going around and touring. And I remember one time in Seattle, I played a great big folk festival. And, you know, I'm from Philadelphia originally. And I remember being introduced on this big concert stage at a huge festival. And from Philadelphia, a blues man, Andy Kimball. And I was like, you know, from Philadelphia, hey, great. You know, hey, go Eagles, whatever. You know, love Philadelphia. But when they introduced, you know, I'll never forget. When they said blues man, now I play Celtic, I play folk, I play R&B, I play, you know, guitar, alternative, open tuning, bottleneck slot. I mean, I play a lot of things, and it stuck with me. They introduced me as blues man, and I was like, I can do a whole show. And what is the blues? You know, how do you define blues by a 1-4-5 progression? That's not the blues is a feel. It's an energy. It's a soul. It's who you are, and you put it out there. You know, I used to think that folk music is when, you know, folk festivals when, you know, 5,000 people got together to hold hands and sing Kumbaya. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to play Rolling Stones. You know, it's something that when you say that, because, you know, I mean, yeah, that stereo, you know, getting back to what you were saying earlier about being, you know, in that box, I think it was so refreshing to hear you address that and say that, it's wonderful. And who you are, I would love to. If we go out in California, it would be so great to go in the studio and do some roots and folk and do some backups and do some tunes and play the guitar and see what you come up with. Just sing, I'll play, you sing.
Wow.
That's what's up, man. Listen, so listen. All right, I'm gonna take you up on that, Andy. If I come through LA and I hit you up, I say, Andy, hey.
We should do it. Do you remember a singer or a group called Blackstreet or Blackstreet 21 rap group?
I remember Blackstreet with Teddy Riley.
Yep.
Incredible. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Awesome.
The originator of that band, the guy, you know, I don't know where he is in the timeline of the group, but a guy named Joe Stone. As a matter of fact, I think they were Blackstreet 21. They called him Street. That's been his nickname as a rap artist. And I was doing an album. This goes back to 2004, and I was doing a record. And I was a stay-at-home dad, and I remember had a, you know, I was in Philly, and you know, I got a record deal, and I'm doing all these tracks, and had it took my daughter to preschool, and I got a phone call. Hey, you know, we goofed here on a guitar track of yours. Can you come on in, you know, down to Center City here and pop in the studio and, you know, just take 20 minutes of your time. I said, well, I got to pick up my daughter, but I can do it between now and then. I mean, I can't stay long. Said, yeah, 20 minutes. Bam. So I went down there, you know, they mic'd my guitar, put the headset on, and it sounded amazing. I was in love with that guitar.
Wow.
Sounded like a church organ, man. It was great. So it took me just a couple minutes to do what I had to do. And I was enjoying it so much that I said, hey, can I sit here and just play for a while and just enjoy what you did here for my sound? And they, you know, you're in this booth, you know how that is, and they click on to, if we can record it, you can go ahead and play. I'm like, yeah, I don't care, record it, whatever.
Right.
So I played for a few minutes, and I went to the booth, listened to it, and took off. So fast forward months later, I'm playing a gig somewhere up upstate New York, and one of the engineers came and said, you driving home back to Philly? And I said, yeah. He said, pop this in your CD player on the way back. They had taken this guitar track, and a guy named Joe Stone of Street from Blackstreet 21.
Wow.
Was doing some kind of solo project. Went to the studio, the same studio, and the engineer said, hey, you got to hear this guy play blues, man. You got to hear this guitar. So they did, and he said, do you think they'd mind if I laid some vocals on top of that? Go ahead.
Right.
Wow.
So he's singing, and I'm this folk, you know, I'm this folk player, you know, folk music, Pete Seeger, folk, you know, blues, whatever. And Street lays in some vocals. He did 10 vocal tracks. I should send it to you. I'll send it to you. He did 10 vocal tracks on top of this, and it charted number 4 in blues. I laid it down, the guitar, it was all him. I'm just a guitar player in the darn thing, you know.
But, right, right.
But after that, it was so successful that they brought us into the studio together. They literally did that. I went to the guitar booth. He went to the vocal booth. They said, okay, guys, we're going to hit record. You guys just make it up as you go along. And man, was that powerful. And it would be so cool to do something like that with you. It would be so cool. It would be so cool.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's just like it comes alive. I'm telling you, when the gentleman started playing this on this rock, that guitar on that song, Triumphal Entry, it was just so incredible. It comes alive.
Oh, that intro gets me going. I got to tell you, it does.
Send it over to me. Please send that. Yes.
I'm going to. I'll say this. It's called Red Hot Blues. And when you hear the guy singing, that's the guy. When the sound, I don't know what his involvement was. I know he's got platinum touring records with Blackstreet or Blackstreet 21, I think, when he was with it. And the name Street is what they nicknamed him. His name was Street. I believe I was told that he is no longer with us. I think he died a couple of years ago. I was told.
Oh,
I don't know.
Jesus.
But he had a real
well,
tough
my
life,
darling.
Man. It was tough. Yeah. But anyway.
I feel really bad because we've kept Pamela for so long, and I think you were on a schedule, weren't you, sweetheart? I apologize.
Yes. It's you know what? It's definitely fine. I'm definitely okay. I just want to say thank you so much for having me. I definitely look forward to coming back, and it's just
would love that.
Thank you. So much. It's been amazing. It's good. Andy,
aww,
thank you so much. Thank you so much today.
You're the best. I love your energy. Love your music. Love your voice. It's just so great. And anything we can do on this show, we'll put some links on the website. We'll play your music. But you're just such a talent and so great. And your energy and your spirit is just, it's amazing. And more people need to catch on to whatever it is you do and have and how you did it and learn about it, because it's just phenomenal.
Yes.
Oh, man, to God be all story, you know. It's just like, listen, I'm telling you, I remember telling someone this a long time ago, and I'll leave you with this, right? I told him, I said, listen, it's nobody but the God in me, that if you met the real me, if you met who I used to be, you wouldn't like me. You know what I mean? You wouldn't like me. That was before.
Oh, I don't know.
You wouldn't like me. But who I am today, man, I give no credit to self, man. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to God, man. I thank him for changing my heart, changing my life daily, because it makes me learn how to love me. Like, I'm learning how to love me, something that I've never known how to do. You know, you fake the funk for so long, and to really be able to look at myself and say I love me, like, man, that means so much to me, and I'm grateful.
But you,
so it's
you
just
were
like,
just going through that process to discover who you are, and as long as you're gentle on who you used to be, you know, we all go through those moments. We all mess up. We all have our issues.
Yeah.
But who you are now is, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, the outcome. That's why I can say, man, that's why I can say to God, be I say, God, thank you so much for changing this knucklehead girl. Thank you so much.
Oh, darling.
Yes, bless you, Amanda. Thank you so much, Andy.
You're welcome,
oh, pleasure.
My darling.
So great.
Look forward to having you back.
And I want to create an open invitation for you to join us again year end, you know, towards the end of December. We'd love to have you. We're going to have some of the guests that have just been highlights of the show during the year, and we'd love to include you in that list.
Absolutely.
And we'll be in, of course. Yeah. Yeah, sometime. We'll do a holiday show of some sort.
Please, that sounds good. That sounds great. I really would love that. So I look forward to it. I look forward to speaking to you all again. And please, then, please get out here and take care of yourself. Be careful out here, okay?
Yes,
yeah, we'll do
thank
it.
You
too.
So
remember to get those tunes out to us so we can get them on Wednesday's show, okay?
All right. I'll have Rochelle out to you. You'll have them today, okay?
Oh,
thank
you so much, darling. Thank you. And send all love to Rochelle.
Yes.
All right?
All right. Yes.
All
thank
the best.
You,
thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye, my darling. Now. Oh, wow. What a beautiful soul. Absolutely beautiful.
Fabulous. You know, we have had, I got to tell you, man, Amanda, I don't know what the show, how we're doing what we're doing, but we've had some amazing, phenomenal, talented, spirited guests on this show like I've never heard on any other show. You know, because, you know, we dive sometimes heavily into politics and issues and life's problems, and we have a lot of fun too, as you know, but we do. And then we have interspersed that with some of these amazing guests that just light up the air that we're on. I don't know. It's just it's phenomenal.
It's a true motivation, isn't it, to actually connect with a person, not just have an interview, but connect with somebody. And I think with the beautiful guests that we've had on the show, just like Pamela, Ishii, you know, the list goes on. We've had them come to us and be brave enough to show us who they really are. And we've connected with that. And I'm sure our listeners have too. And it's just, it's so worthy and beautiful and such a special use of everyone's time, and we gain so much from it. And I always leave these shows feeling so inspired after connecting with these guests, and we are very, very, as some would say, lucky. I always say blessed. I always use the word blessed because I see it as a blessing.
Yeah.
And you know, Andy, I'm right there with you, darling. I'm right there with you, and I'm with you. I'm so sorry.
Special, and also speaking of you know, I want to try to bring maybe on Friday's show, Kevin Michaels, who just released a charting song top way up there in the charts now called Down in Georgia, which will play on the show with some amazing musicians in Nashville. And he's part of the band Badfinger. Day After Day. Everybody knows that song. Everybody knows Day After Day. That's his song. And he was in the band Badfinger, and he was a very, very close friends of John Lennon's. Matter of fact, John Lennon was producing a record for him when he was killed, and has continued a very close relationship with Ringo and Paul, especially Ringo. As a matter of fact, Ringo gave him his car. But anyway, he sees Ringo almost every week. Yeah, he sees Ringo almost every week. It's funny, I think I may have told you this before, but just for the heck of it, I heard, you know, he was like, we went out to lunch a week ago, and he got sat in my car. He played some audio tracks he had on his phone. And one of the tracks was the Ringo Starr song that everybody again knows. Called Don't Come Easy. Don't Come Easy. You know, right? Okay, so Kevin's singing it and Ringo's playing the drums. So after the tune, Kevin said, God, it would be great. I want to put this on a record. We'll cover it. He said, it's not a cover. I'm on it. Because Ringo's playing the drums.
Wow.
Ringo wrote it. It ain't no cover if I'm on it. kids as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Anyway, and maybe we can even coordinate. It would be cool to get Ringo and Kevin on together, maybe. We'll do something like that, but we'll have some fun.
Yeah.
And bring Kevin on the show, hopefully on Friday. All sorts of surprises, all sorts of great guests coming up on the show. Even, you know, look at who was with us about a week or so ago, again, the third time, Joe Richmond, Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
76, Philadelphia 76ers ambassador, an amazing guest, such incredible positive energy. Just it's contagious with these folks that we get on the show. Their energy is contagious. Like you just said, you get off the show and you feel like, whoa, I just got an injection of something. Not quite sure. It was an injection of the Andy DeMandrew show. That's what it was. Whoa. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I swear to you, I'm absolutely buzzing like right now. I mean, we've been so blessed to, with these guests as well, like, we've known where they've come from briefly. I mean, we haven't had the opportunity to dive right into their lives and speak to them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
to know about them, like, listening to their music and you know, reading these things about them, and you get some sort of connection with them from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you actually connect by voice and chat with them and see how beautiful they are, it's rewarding, and I love it. And I'm so very grateful and honored to all of our guests that have joined on this show.
Yes.
It's just, wow, what an opportunity.
It, yeah, there's no question about it. Really. And her, you know, yeah. And I remembered, she was great on the show. We had somebody else just prior to Ishi, I'm trying to think, who was also, God, it's pretty cool when you've been doing so well and you have a whole bunch of guests on the show that you can't remember.
We've had, Joe Richmond, like you just said. He's always sticks out in my mind, but we had Dolores E. Jordan come on and share.
Dolores Jordan, Michael Jordan's sister. Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to make this list up and have a holiday show in middle December and invite everybody. You know, we have 10 phone lines that we can join all these folks together and just have a fun party on the show. And we'll try not to talk to each other. We'll renew it ahead of time. There'll be a bunch of people, so leave some space after finish saying something. And we'll have a fun time. With not everybody, but we'll invite a bunch of people back. And like I was saying, and have a fun time.
That'd be incredible. You know, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, definitely. You know, so how are you doing? I mean, how was your weekend?
Oh, the weekend was incredible. I had such a lovely time on Halloween celebrating with family. You know, dressed up a little, not too much, and took my nephew out trick or treating. He's 3 years old, so this was like a experience for him. He was like, "Wow, the world is I can knock on someone's door and they're gonna give me something very nice." He was kind of like, "Oh, you know, looking it all up." And he was dressed up as Dracula, and everybody was like, "Oh, look at you, dressed as Dracula." He's like, no, I'm not Dracula, I'm Leyland. I was just so cute. I thought, like, oh my goodness, this little guy is just so truthful. And it was a blessing just walking around with him and having fun.
I've got to
admit, we had gale force winds, darling, and it started to rain as well, so we had to be very quick.
I heard about that. I'm always checking the weather where you're at. I heard about that. I did.
Yeah.
I went out trick-or-treating as Dr. Ruth.
Are these fucking people kidding me?
No. people took one look at me and...
It's going down very rapidly. Really rapidly.
I try, easy.
But how about you, sweetheart? Because we didn't manage to catch up at the beginning.
Everything's so good. What are some news items in your absence? It was the news is always
unbelievable
on this show.
Yeah,
always, you know,
pretty much.
Yeah. But, you know, we addressed, you know, some things we'll talk about later in the week, but you talked about the infrastructure bill battling around this country. You know, it's all big, a huge spending bill to benefit the citizens of America and how we live and what we do. And it's comprehensive and it's huge and addressed the incredible deficit that the Trump administration had put us in 4 years, and people are complaining about this bill, but they have the Republicans, that is, and having no complaint about anything what Donald Trump wanted to do, and how it was a disaster. It was made me mad as hell.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I mean, the biggest thing over here is the whole, I nearly said CO2. the COP26 event, you know, about the climate change and what they're pledged to do, the emissions and things like that. And everybody outraged right now because, you know, India's saying it's going to take them longer than everybody else is planning. And they feel like the leaders are not offering and doing enough quickly enough. So there's been more protests and people are feeling very outraged. And I got to admit, it's affecting me. You know, I'm reading about this stuff and I'm like, come on now. We know the urgency of making changes. We know the extreme weather now is going to be a normal thing for us. And it's only going to get worse. So we need to do something very quickly.
I think the last 2-3 weeks, even we talked about it, but at least the last three weeks.
What he's gone through over the last 3 weeks is incredible.
Yeah. We've been talking about it. Yeah.
Very true.
It's been amazing. But yeah, right. What I wanted, because we have to, you know, exit here soon before they kick us off. But what I wanted to do, and we'll pick it up on Wednesday, of course, at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 8 p.m. in UK, and noon here in our Los Angeles studios, coast to coast, 515-605-988. But what I wanted to do is play a tune called Trippin' from Total to finish our show out today. And let's get out of here. Let's do Trippin'. Say goodbye. It was wonderful having Pamela Long on the show. And she's coming back, and we'll play some more of her current music on Wednesday. But this tune is amazing. It's Total, Pamela Long, on the Andy and Amanda Show, Trippin'. So I guess we'll get out of here now and listen to this tune and see everybody Wednesday. What do you think?
Oh, that sounds amazing. Let's jam. Let's do it. Let's
here we go.
Let's enjoy this.
You bet. We'll see you all Wednesday. Take care, folks.
Thanks, guys, for listening. See you soon.
Bad boy. Bad boy. On my sound light. Check one. Bad boy. On my sound light. Check two. P-U-F-F. I'm gonna make them go down. Make you stay. One day.